We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last words of Ayin Hey Mabez. Itma, we learned Cham L'Sei Cham. We know that if two things hit each other with heat, two pieces of food, they touch each other, they're both hot, the bleias get absorbed from one to another. The taste goes from one piece to another piece. So if you had a Dava Isser and a Dava Heter, you have a piece of Nevela or a piece of Chazir together with a piece of meat, and they're both hot, they give off the taste one to another. Or basa and chalav, you have a piece of cheese and a piece of meat. You have a hamburger and a cheese, and they're both hot. So the halacha is the aser. That's the first halacha. Cham l'sei cham, divrei hakol aser. Everyone agrees if you put hot onto hot, a hot hamburger onto a hot piece of cheese, it's definitely aser. Tzoinein l'sei tzoinein. If you put a cold hamburger on a cold piece of cheese, divrei hakol mutter. Everyone agrees that it's mutter because no taste will be absorbed one to another. No taste will be absorbed one to another because they're both cold. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is cham l'soich tzoinein v'tzoinein l'soich cham. A hot thing into something cold or a cold thing into something hot. That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav amma ilo gava, v'shmuel amma tata gava. That means if both things are hot, it's pasha they ask each other. If both are cold, they're both mutter. The question is if one of them is hot. So the shaila is which one is goyver, the top one or the bottom? Which one is neitzeach, Rashi? Which one wins? So Rav holds the ilah gava. So that means if the top one is hot and the bottom one is cold, then it'll be aser. Let's say, then it'll aser because it'll make a bishul. But if the bottom one is the one that's hot and top one's cold, according to Rav, it won't be aser. And according to Shmuel, it's the opposite. Tatar gava, the bottom one is always goyver. Whoever's in the bottom is always the stronger one. The bottom is always stronger. And we actually want to see, eventually, like Rashi points out here, we're going to pass like Shmuel, even though usually Hilchos HaKarav B'Surah will pass like Shmuel. So here's a famous halakha of Rav and Shmuel, if you law gava or tatar gava. So our Gemara is going to try to attempt to bring rayas from our Mishnah to this Shaila. Tonight we learned in our Mishnah, we learned yesterday in our Mishnah. Notav meroit v'yal acheres. We have a carbon Pesach that's roasting in a tanner, and some of its juice dripped off, and it dripped onto the cheres, and then v'chozeilav, and it bounced back onto the karm pesach. V'chozeilav, the halacha is yitel es mekaymoy. You have to do kedei netil, you have to take off a certain thickness of the meat of the karm pesach. Why? Because it became pasul. How did it become pasul? Because it got cooked up from the cheres, and then it became cooked at the dava acher, became tzli at the dava acher. So kasaka diet that we thought on a cheres tenet, so we're a cold cheres, that the cheres around it, the tana around it is cold. So bishlam v'larav, dam v'law gavar, mishum halki yidos v'kaimah. If you rav the holds that always the top one wins, we understand yidos v'kaimah. Why? The other reitiv, the reitiv drips off the karm pesach. Something that drips, usually drips down. It drips off the karm pesach. Martach le cheres, it warms up the cheres. Now the cheres gets so hot, it goes back and cooks the reitiv. Hado cheres martach le reitiv, cooks up the reitiv. It comes back to the Pesach and it cooks up the Pesach. So it's bishul adidavacha, it's tzli adidavacha, and that's why it's problem. Why? Because Rav Hanan Amar tzli eish, v'lo tzli machmas davacha. It has to be tzli from fire, not from davacha. Agav, that here, Tosfos points out that you don't really need that the reitiv goes back and cooks the karm pesach. The reitiv itself got cooked by the cheres now, and the reitiv itself is treif, whatever it's pasul, and that went into the karm pesach. So you have to take off the netilah because the reitiv pasul went into the karm pesach. But lemaisa, that's Tosfos points out, the Gemara's master stickler that it has to cook the karm pesach. So he says what it means is that the cheres cooked the reitiv. That's what it means, to cook the karm pesach.
What?
Right.
The cheres is cold.
I
understand why we have a
habam,
even though it's cold.
But your kasha is how does it warm it up so much? I guess this thing is so strong. If you love law gava, it's such a big kayak, it makes that into whatever it is. It makes it to the same level that what it is. It makes it the same level.
And it recooks it?
What? No, then it recooks it. Yeah, once the same level, it recooks it. Yeah. Klisheni var is called something called Fanas Mechamais. It's a whole different var, Klisheni. That it goes in, what? No, here it wasn't cooked. It's not makasha. So here it wasn't finished being cooked yet. It wasn't the case of the compass wasn't cooked. No, wait, it wasn't finished. It was ready finished being roasted. Then there's no emes. You're right. Here it wasn't finished being roasted.
With roasted would be brown anyways.
What? No, not if it's hot, then it's bushel. Kuyam in Veshach Veshel if it's hot. If it's still cooked. Only if it gets cold, it's a shayla in Veshach Veshel. Of Yesh Veshach Veshel. Akaponim. So the word is asking this. Bishlfi Rav, that ilah gava. So the koyach of the hot roitiv could cook up the cheres. And the cheres comes hot, and the cheres will cook the roitiv. But Shmuel is tatar gava. The minute it hits the cheres, it got cooled off. So nothing going to happen. No bishl will happen. El Shmuel done with tatar gava. Cheres, given the sign into it, kuri make it roitiv. It cools off the roitiv. And ma'itos, v'koymai, so why do you have to have v'netilah, l'chayre? It didn't, no bishl happened. Because it cooled it off. And for the Gemara, could the Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Shmuel, v'selos v'sachas. Like the Gemara will say later on, in Gavad HaSailas, they were talking about hot Silas, hachanami, v'cheres, v'seach. We're talking about a hot cheres, that it was very hot, and therefore, since it was hot, it's both, it's cham l'soy cham, it's not a shayla of yilah agava or tata agava. Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, a different case in our Mishnah. Notaf meroitvay ala soilus. If some of your roitiv dripped onto the soilus, yikmoy tes v'koymi, you gotta remove that soilus and burn it. Kazakadaita, we thought we were talking about soilus soinanis, cold soilus. So bishlam l'rav dom yilah agava, mishavach yikmoy tes v'koymi, because the mirsach leilus soilus, the drip of roitiv, of juice, of gravy coming out of Karm Pesach, cooks up the soilus. V'hada hadrinei, and goes around, v'hada soilus, mas leilu the day. And the soilus goes ahead, the flour goes ahead, and cooks the roitiv. V'kamati roitiv, v'akmas chamus, the soilus. V'rachmona amar, and the Torah says, yesho slimachmas dava achar. So we understand why you have to get rid of that soilus and burn it, because it got cooked from the soilus. Elos mordomat atar gavar, and the bottom soilus was cold. Soilus kivin the tzinenes who a kuri maker lo. It cools off the roitiv. Lo mali yikmoises v'kaimai. What he need yikmoises v'kaimai. Rashi nagaris tiskle v'itos v'kaimai. Nagaris that tosis. Om Rav Yirmiya, Om Shmuel v'soilus reisachas. We are talking about soilus that was hot, and therefore again, it's not totally in the sugya. V'lo gavar atar gavar. Both were hot. The roitiv of Jiptof was hot, and the soilus was hot. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, another case of the Mishnah. This will be the last ride from our Mishnah. It says, Sochu b'shemen shel tshuma. If you smeared the behemo with shemen of tshuma, because it cooks better, it's like you're marinating it, you put a little shemen in it. So im chaburis kehanim yechelu, because they're allowed to eat tshuma. Shel Yisrael, so what do you do? Im chayu, if it's still raw when you do this, you have to wash it off. Im tzliu, if it's roasted, and it's more in Taisa before, it means say if it's hot or if it's cold, but once it's roasted, then it goes in. He should be kailav, do kalifa. Do kate kalifa means he peels off the outer layer, and that will take off the shaman. So bishlam l'rav dom yilah gavar. So we're saying even when it's hot. So bishlam l'rav dom yilah gavar. I'm tula hachi sagalav kalifa. Why? I'm shemdi l'ad tzainin. The shaman was tzainin hu. And you smear the behema, and it's a law of gava, so it's not going to become hot, even when the behemoth is hot. It won't be able to cook. And therefore, it's enough just with klipa. Elo Shmuel don't want to talk gava that it's hot. Kivin the chamu, mibla bala. It should absorb the shemen. So my sagil of a klipa, why is enough for a klipa? Nitzel legamri, it should be also legamri. Which means, pashtas, the whole thing should be also. Which is a little bit shver, because even by tzli, when it's hot, it only goes kadena tila. So it could be means kadena tila, that's the words mean it, tzli kadena tila. Or maybe since it's dava shamein, it goes bekulai. Or you could say it's a liquidy thing, so it goes bekulai. But the question is, that should be a regular bishul, and it should be also more than kadena klifa, a few shmur, because tata gava, and the behemoth is hot. So where does you write?
What's the case again? They wash off the road.
No, they're putting shemen on it, so it says choice. If it's raw, you can wash it off. Mm-hmm. If it's sli, which means even if it's hot, then it's you need kadei klifa. Klifa is the klipas hashum.
Right.
The question is, if you shmuel, if the thing is hot, so it should be absorbed much deeper into the meat, the shemen.
What's the lowest of the tatoi in this case?
Oh, so you're asking that maybe if you put it on the bottom, so then the tatoi will be the shemen. That's what you're asking, right? So the Rashba speaks about this. Rashba says the aside. Anything that's stationary, that's always called a tata. There's two ways to say a tata, if it's on the bottom. But another case is, if something is stationary, that's called a tata. Even if it hits it side by side, it's called tata.
In this case,
the behemoth is in one place and you're smearing it. It's always, so the behemoth is always a tata. So if behemoth is hot, if it's shmuel, it's also a gamri. It's called a tata. So the question is, you need a gamri. And for the Gemara, Shani Sicha, the Mashu Ba'amu Davido, when you shmir some shemen, it's a very little amount of shemen, it's not a big amount, and therefore, even if it's hot and it's absorbing, it's not going to absorb more than Kedei Klipa. Zok the Gemara, Tanya, Kavasei the Shmuel. We have a brisa like Shmuel, we're going to have two brises like Shmuel, which is Rashi's Makar that we pass like Shmuel. Tanya Kavasei the Shmuel. The brisa says like this. Cham Musa Cham, if it's hot into hot, awesome. Mechain, Also, soine that fell into cham is also. Why? Because tatal gava. We pass tatal gava. Cham l'sech soine. If cham falls to soine, or soine l'sech soine, madiach. It's enough to wash it off. Because even cham l'sech soine and tatal gava, nothing happens. So Gemara doesn't like that so much. We have a right as well, but Gemara says even cham l'sech soine, madiach, you just wash it off. Kimin the chamu, since the top is hot, and the maker lay actually bala porta, it should at least go in a little bit. Before it gets cooled off. Klifa mi abnibai, you should at least need a klifa. You should at least need to peel it off. So Mark says, you're right. Ela'ema chamasech tzainen is kailif. Doesn't need a katanatila, it's kailif. And tzainasech tzainen is madiach. But tzainasech tzainen is madiach. Taka, when you have even taitah gavar, you do at least kedei klipa. So that's why we know, when you do a irui, it's kedei klipa. Which means that you pour hot water on something, so it's mavashal kedei klipa. What's the pshat? Are we passing tatal gava? Terence says, no, the klipa goes. That much it goes. If it's a case where the bottom is hot, it goes more. Because in a tilo of a kuloi, a tilo is already the thickness of a finger, it's much more. Klipa is hashum. That much it goes. It goes because klipa is hashum. That much it does cook. So tomorrow, Vaita. Tanya idach, another braisa. That's the right of Shmuel. Basar is here. Before it was cham say cham. We're just talking about two pieces of meat. Let's say nevela and issa. Now it's saying basar say chalav. Tanya idach. Basar reseach, hat basar shenofa zei chalof alta chalof, reseach. Vechein tzoynein shenofa zei cham. Or it wasn't both hot, only the bottom was hot. Either way, it's asr, because it's tatal gava. Cham reseach tzoynein, reseach tzoynein, madiach. It's enough to wash. Vechein tzoynein, cham reseach tzoynein, madiach. Kivin the cham, this is hot, I'll make a lay, you have shenayin balaporta. The meat will be boiling or something. Klifa mi yabai, she can easily klifa. If the cham fell into tzoynen, one of them was hot, the top one, even though it doesn't need, it's not also a gamri, but klipa needs, because when it hits the spot, it gets a little bit hot, and it will be needs klipa. Tzoynen says, tzoynen madiach. Tzoynen the cold is madiach. Toisvis asks, what are your two brises, exact same brises? Like, what are you bringing two brises, exact same thing? So Toisvis' answer is a very big aside. He says, the second brise is teaching us that by chalav, you only need klipa by the basa that fell into the challah. But the challah doesn't need klipa. And he says, since it's not shayach klipa by liquid, it's mutter even without klipa. It's mashma on Taisa, the whole thing that klipa, when it falls on the top is hot, the bottom is cold, there's only a chumrah. And therefore, by liquid, which is not possible to do, you don't do it. That's one teretz. The other teretz is, Riva says, because it's always bottle of shishim with klipa. Klipa is very thin, so it's always bottle of shishim. It always magically, you need a klipa, but mix it into the challah. And there was Bada of Shishim. So it's looking after me, Lalach, had a paskin. It's a few days, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Tzadik Aleph had a paskin. This Taisvis, if you need Klippa or not, by the Chalav. Look more about it. Amar. So you name Lassar Tzadim Adiyah. You take two cold things, put it together. No problem, just wash it off. Om Rav Huna, it's not so simple. Lo Yishon Oshlein Malchu. If it wasn't salted. Avon Malchu, if one of them was salted, let's say the Isser was salted, Osir, it'll Asir the other thing. Domar Shmuel. Maliach harehu kiriseach. When something is salted, it's like it's hot. Kavush, something that's soaked for 24 hours, harehu kumavushal. Either soaked 24 hours of water, or in chaymitz for like 18 minutes, if it's very strong vinegar. It's called kavush, harehu kumavushal. But the gay us is maliach harehu kiriseach. And therefore, tzaynel seach tzaynel, you can wash it off. If it's both cold, you can wash it off, only if it's not salted. But if it's salted, that will cause the taste to be absorbed. Amar Rava, when it says maliach, it doesn't mean a little salt, you just shake a little salt in it. Amar Rava, hadam ashmu maliach rei kurseach, lo yamaron, elsoi nechal machas malchay. It's so salty that you can't eat it. And Rashi explains, it means you can't put it into your mouth. It means it's just, it changed its taste very much from the salt. The salt really ruined the food. Amar nechal machas malchay, but if you still eat it, it tastes good, loy. That's not enough maliach to transfer taste. When Morris is a maisa, hubar goizla, there was a certain duck, or a little bird that they were eating, they would eat this bird, and it fell into nafal akad of the kamcha, it fell into a pitcher of kutach. Kutach, we know, is that dip that's made out of milk and spoiled bread. We had it earlier in the Masechta. So it fell into the kutach, which is milchiks. Shari Rav Chinen Rav Rei, the Rav Amaprashunya. Rav Chinna, Rav Rashon, they always said it's mutter. Omar Rava, Rava says, Man chakim lemishra milsa kiha ilav rachnim rei the rabbi Rav Shonja the guy Rav Hava. Who in the world would think of being matter a chicken that fell into the butter, basically into the kudach? Besides for Rav Prashunya, who knew what's pshat? And Allah Kiyam Shmuel will tell you Kiyam Shmuel Maliach Rekerzech. You know, because the problem is kudach is salty. He says when they say Maliach Rekerzech, she ain't nechamachas malchay. Hi, nechamachas malchay. This, you can eat kutach. It's very edible. Therefore, there's no problem with liach. What you do is just wash it off, and everything is fine. But the Gemara says, you have to know the halacha. It's not true. It's only if it was raw. Avatzli, if it was roasted, even if it's cold, by a klipa. Since it's soft, then some of the kutach will get in there. It needs klipa. And v'loyamara, unless they pili. Even if it's raw, only if it doesn't have cracks. Avatispe pili, if it has cracks in the meat, usr, then it's usr because it goes in through the cracks. The mitvah batavli, or if it's marinated in spices, also it's usr because it gets softened that way, and then it'll be usr if it falls into the kutach and will not help washing it off. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya, that we're talking about if it's cold. And chayin sli means different consistency, if it's raw or if it's cooked. The Rashi actually learns the chilik is if it's hot or cold, and I, if it's hot, why is it only klipa? So he says because it's ilah. It's a law. Here's the Targava. The kutach was cold. It sinks down to the bottom. Here the Rajba says, is this so? That whatever stationary is always called tata. So he says it over here on the Gavadis Gemara, whatever stationary is always called tata.